Welcome to Radio Islam International. My name is Habib Bobat, and inshallah I'll be keeping you company this morning right up till 10 a.m. Coming up in today's program, shortly we'll be starting off with the weekly book review program with Mawlana Ashraf Dakrat. And this morning we are looking at the book, Tell Me About Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Tell me about Yusuf.
Tell me about Yusuf, yes, Mawlana. This is the book under review today, Tell Me About the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. And the book is authored by Sani Yasnain Khan. That's Sani Yasnain Khan. And it's published in a series of books titled Tell Me About. So it's Tell Me About, and then the Prophet names followed. And this book, Tell Me About the Prophet Yusuf, is subtitled then, What the Prophet's Message Is, Why His Life is So Important, and What He Teaches Me. The book is published in the Good Word Kids series of books. And so it is a book directed for our younger readers. And I think the book does a very good job in pitching itself for our younger readers for several reasons. The one is that the book is written well. We know that writing books in the genre of children's writing is not easy. One has to choose a correct amount of words, and the selection of the words has to be very appropriate for the age. And what makes this book a good book in the sense of it being written well is not only the fact that the selection of words are appropriate, but that the person who is reading the book to a kid will be able to do so very easily. They will find it that they are able to read the book in a way that the young listener will be able to understand the book, and so it makes for easy reading for the storyteller, basically, or the person who's going to be reading for our younger ones at story time. And we've spoken about this before. It is very important that we read to our younger ones at home for them to develop a love for reading in the first place. Also, if they want to read themselves, reading the book itself is easy, not only because of the words that are chosen, but also because of the layout, the appropriate font, of the size of the print, etc. All of that make for easy reading for our younger readers. The book is also written easily, and it is easily understood, and there are many things that help. That there are illustrations, it is well illustrated, they make use of not only good hand illustrations and drawings, but also a number of photographs, and you can see that the typesetting and those people involved in the illustration of the book and the actual layout of the book have gone to some effort about it and produced a book that is worthwhile for our young readers. Also, the book obviously has an appeal for us as Muslims because of its Islamic content. The story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, like the story of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, tells us not only the story about Yusuf, the Ahsan al-Qasas, the best of stories, starting off with his early childhood, his family life in tents in the desert, a time when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was young, and the incident of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and his brothers, what turns out to be a blessing in a way, the horrific incident that turns out to be a means of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam reaching Egypt, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's further fortunes. So the incident itself, this book in particular, the book of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, lends itself to a great deal of excitement. The story, we know, is always gripping for our younger people, and in fact people of all ages. But apart from that, the author always tries to draw out the moral and ethical values in the story. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's courage, for example, in his youth when he was thrown into the well, his piety and trustworthiness when confronted with the woman of the Egyptian nobility, his truthfulness in interpreting dreams, his wisdom, his kindness, his caring nature when he invites his parents then at the end of his life in Egypt, to Egypt, in order to honor them. And so the various episodes in this most beautiful story, Ahs and Qasas, are drawn out and are highlighted by the author in a most appropriate way. So our learners will, inshallah, be able to learn about his life. They will be able to know the miracles of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and they will most importantly understand the mission of this Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi salam, just as they do for any of the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The book I thought does something more, which is very, very appropriate. On each of the pages almost, in each of the chapters, there is a small block telling us, giving us some background detail. For example, there's a block dealing with slaves in Egypt. What is the history of slaves? There's an accompanying map showing how slaves were moved and the route maybe that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam took from Canaan after being held captive through the Sinai right into Egypt. There is a section on a thing like technology and economic life in ancient Egypt, a section on bartering. So that knowledge that comes out of a story, in other words, the knowledge that sometimes is incidental and we forget about, but that the story allows us an opportunity to actually learn about, is given a prominent place in this book. And therefore, I think our learners will enjoy the book and it will keep them enthralled for a long time. So this is it then, Maulana. The book is available from Good Word Publishers. It's been on the market for some time already. And the rest of the series also is available. When we get those in hand, we will inform our readers about them. But for now, they can search for this book at our local booksellers. Tell Me About the Prophet Yusuf by Good Word Kids and other books in the series. And if we need to know the titles, the other titles, I suppose we can go on to their website, goodwordbooks.com, www.goodwordbooks.com.
Interesting indeed. And what's the price looking like, Maulana?
Maulana, these books, the prices really vary from seller to seller. But at the moment, you can pick them up for about just under 100 rands or so.
Interesting.
And they are quite good. They can make a good part of anybody's bookshelf collection, you know, at home. They're a good thing to have, and I'm sure they can go around the family to other homes as well. People can use them, really.
Jazakumullah khairan, Maulana. Much appreciated, and we hope to chat to you next week, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.